What up, though, everybody? It's your girl, Jess G.
And it's your girl, Tashi.
And we're back with another episode of the What Up, Though podcast. You know it's your girl. Look who we have here.
It's your girl, Tashi.
It's little baby Tashi. What you have been up to?
Just getting stood up. Stood up for the podcast dates. Podcast dates are crazy.
It was an appointment.
Yeah, right.
It was an appointment.
Nothing. Just been, you know. What'd you say earlier? Work, mom, rinse, repeat. Yeah. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Same shit. I feel like I did.
You went to a birthday party.
I did go to a birthday party. I got chewed out for being late.
Damn, how late were you?
They said get there like 7-ish. I got there at 9.
It's pretty late.
I mean, it's a party. I didn't leave till 3.
Are you the last person to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you was the last person there. You had to make up for the time. You could have left with everybody else, but you was late.
No, I mean, I would have stayed. I feel like I would not have wanted to be nowhere from 7 to 3 in the morning.
You didn't have to stay till 3.
I did. It was my friend's birthday. The rest of the people who were there were not even like, I'm not going to say not his friends, but they were like her people. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, well, I feel like me and our other friends.
I mean, I guess it depends on how they said the party was. Because
it was like a game night type of thing. So it wasn't like if it was like a surprise party, I would have been there right on time.
Okay, for example, you had a game night party. If somebody came 2 hours late.
People did.
Who
and
did?
And it was fine. Who came late
like
as hell?
Everybody was there. I feel like everybody was literally there at the same time for the most part.
I feel like, maybe not 2 hours, but I feel like within the hour.
I'm a pretty timely person. So in my mind, I'm probably saying 7 with the expectation to be doing whatever I want to do by 8.
Yeah.
So you came at 9.
I had to drop off Noelle.
I probably would if I felt that I would need it to be there at 7.
I don't feel like it was emphasized that I had to be there punctually at 7. However, on a normal occurrence of me like coming to something fashionably late, I would have been there by 8. It was really my little wardrobe fiasco, and then I really questioned if I was gonna leave Noelle at my daddy's house, and I had to sit with my thoughts for a minute. Because I was about to bring her to your house. And I would have to drive back to Belleville.
Was Jamila not home?
I don't know. I think because she might have been on her way home. She probably would have been closer. But yeah. She was going to have to leave if I didn't feel shit was right. Matter of fact, let me text my dad while I'm right here. But yeah, I was definitely on a normal, like, I'm usually late to shit. But I usually wouldn't have been, like, more than an hour late. So I was definitely the last person there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that chew out was fair.
And he was like, and her friends brought cards. I'm like, I'll mail you a card. What do you want from me? You ain't bring me. You didn't even come to my birthday party.
No birthday party was for all girls.
So I invited him. Nikki could have came. Could have came.
Probably scarred from the birthday before.
We were talking about that last night.
Wasn't people in pajamas again?
Mm-hmm. They were regular pajamas though. But they definitely, I mean, yeah, they're supportive though.
It depends. I mean, for my close male friend, you don't get invited to everything because it's all girls.
Yeah. Yeah. I invited a couple guys to my thing this year, but none of them came. They're like, I don't want to come to no fucking pajama party.
Yeah, I think the pajama thing just throws them off.
That's fine. I invited you. But I'm going to mail a card.
He really wanted that card, huh?
Apparently. So I'm going to mail it. I got a stamp.
Usually you come with a bottle of...
He had everything.
A something.
I already knew that they had... bro, he sent me home with a bottle. We don't have that kind of friendship. I don't have to do that.
Oh, okay, well.
It ain't like that.
I want a gift.
I know. Something. And I know you want something. I'll pay for something. I'll put something and I'll dry. I'm going to make it up somehow, some way. I know.
Maybe,
he don't need me to do all that.
Now that he's older, he appreciates cards.
And I'll send him one. I'm like, oh, you like cards now? I'll buy you a card tomorrow. Yeah. I thought about it, too.
I'm a card from Suede.
From Suede?
Yeah.
Hell no, it's going to be from me. Oh, okay. But I was telling him last night that I was like drunk and emotional, and I was like, you know, Suede is one of the reasons why Noel is even alive, because I couldn't watch you have that damn baby and know that I was supposed to have a kid weeks later. I wouldn't have been able to look Suede in his fucking eyes knowing that I killed my baby. That was like a big thing. I never remember this logic. I had just, I don't think we were really talking at that time.
I could have been like, he having one, so I don't need to have one.
I never would have, girl, I would not have been able to live with myself.
Sweetest.
I wouldn't have been able to be, but you know, I have a friend who, when I got pregnant, she was like, you're so stupid. You should have just, like, you need to, he said he not going to be there, so why don't you just get rid of it? And that her ass got pregnant about a month later and didn't have a baby, and she hasn't been able to look me in my eyes for real since then. She couldn't come to my baby shower. Either after I had Noel or right before I had her, she came to see me, and she told me like that, like, I can't face it. Like, I can't face what I did. And seeing you doing this is really hard, like, watching this happen, knowing what I did. And that's how I would have been, too. I wouldn't have been able to talk to Bryce no more. We wouldn't have been able to be friends.
I mean, you can't really say how you would have been.
I know I would have been like that.
Ever. Because you just don't know. You just don't know.
I would not have been right if I did that.
I have friends that have gotten them, and they're like, ooh, so glad I, thank God I died.
I know
bullet.
People. Yes, and I feel like sometimes it can be that. But I know I wouldn't. Now, if I did it now, and I was telling my auntie this the other day, like, I feel like now I would be able to make a more logical and less emotional choice. But back then, no. There's no way. No way I would have been able to face all the people and all the kids around.
I don't think it would have had anything to do for me with people or their choices that they made. I know somebody that had an abortion and then still got pregnant right after, months later, and it's just some shit that happened. But if any, I felt like I didn't want to regret anything. And I feel like that unknown regret is just...
Well, that was my thing, too, but I feel like my friend's kid... And it wasn't just him, but he was the closest person to me. But I knew, like, four people who were having kids at the same... My friend Moria had the twins. It was at least four people around me who were pregnant at the same time as me. And I knew, like, I knew I would regret... I knew I wouldn't regret having her. But I would absolutely, there was a potential of me regretting not having her. Because you can't go back. Like, there's no going back and getting them back. So I had to weigh it out like that. So I'm not saying Suede is the only reason why Noel's alive, but it definitely was a big part of my consideration. Like, damn, I can't go back and undo this if I do it this way. Anyway. A little too heavy, it's not. Now this, I don't want to talk about before noon. And I started.
Oh, but the booty play was all right.
Booty play's fine.
You'll have to go to the bonus episode to know what booty play she was talking about on Patreon. What I've been doing? Nothing.
I feel like you went out of town.
What? Those places don't seem like out of town to me. Atlanta, that's half of Detroit is in Atlanta. But yes,
you
I went to
went
Atlanta.
Out of town.
I went to Atlanta for Jasmine's birthday. We went on a wine tour, and our bus driver on the wine tour, guess where she was from?
Detroit.
Of course she, because all of Detroit is in Atlanta.
No, but a quarter of Detroit is in Atlanta. The other quarter is in Kentucky. That's like headquarters, girl. So many people. Go to Kentucky. I don't know what it is.
Because it's like not that far. It's like 5 hours.
A lot of people go to K-State.
Oh.
But they go back there. Like, they from there. They love it.
Yeah, so, and the bus driver, she had this man with her, and I'm wondering if they were, like, getting to, she called him her friend, but I could tell that maybe he never, like, helped her, or, I don't know, but I'm like, are they, like, dating? They trying to get to know each other? He was cool. We called him Mr. Hat.
What do you mean?
She had, like, a guy with her, and he, like, was... So she's, the bus that we were on was like an older Sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, usually I don't have this bus. Usually I have like a bus with a screen GPS. And she didn't have that. So he was like
helping direct her.
Yeah, help direct her and like holding the phone and stuff like that. He was cool, but I'm wondering if they were like getting to know each other potentially.
Why?
Because she was just doing shit. And then Jasmine mama was like,
she like him.
She like him, basically. So, like, one thing she had, it was like 4 o'clock. And her alarm went off. So it stopped the music that was connected to the aux.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, so we didn't think nothing of it. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she goes, okay, y'all, so at 4 o'clock every day, you know, when you get older, you got to do your Kegels.
Bitch. And that's when I feel like a bitch doing too much. Shut up.
So at 4 o'clock, me and my group of friends, we got our alarm set and then we do our Kegels. So let's do our Kegels real quick, y'all. And she was like, 1, 2, 3, hold. I was like, holding.
What? I mean, whenever say somebody do, I feel like that's girl code. That like, if I say, we doing our Kegels, let's do them.
Yeah.
However,
1, 2, 3.
You trying to prove to this thing you got a tight pussy? Because like bitch, are you times. Sure?
Well, she was trying to say when you get older, it don't be that tight. So you got to keep make sure you do your Kegels every day. So that was one thing she did, and then I literally texted them yesterday. She was like, "Oh, this Usher song is so good. Y'all gotta listen to this Usher song. I love Usher." She, me, her,
mm-hmm.
loves Usher.
I know this. Yep.
I never heard this Usher song before because this album that the song was playing on wasn't a release. It wasn't a great. It wasn't his best body of work. It was just a random. It is some good songs on there, but.
What song was it?
Girl. It was this 8-minute song.
8 minutes?
You ever heard .com?
Hell yeah, I love .com.
Okay. It was like a worser version of .com.
I love that song. What do you mean, a worse version?
A worse version. It was called. What was it called?
I can do it all.
This shit is 8 minutes and 29 seconds. So we're like, what is this? And the song is so long.
So slow.
He's literally whining and falsettoing the whole song.
It sounds like a song that you do on like a pole. Like it could be like a good sensual song, but not a middle of the day.
So she like, oh, this Usher song, y'all. This is the jam.
This voice is too much for me. I can't
do this. This is the jam. Let's do our Kegels, y'all. It was a lot. But she had it so loud, and we're all on the bus like, dang, this song is long. This song's still on. And then I looked at the minute. I'm like, maybe it's on repeat. No, the shit is 8 minutes and 29 seconds. It was, and we got to like minute 5, and I'm like, can you turn to the next song?
I don't like this song anymore. It's very long. So I'm like, no, can we watch something else? Please. Mm-mm.
But that was fun.
You didn't tell me that story. That's funny.
She was fun. She was a funny lady.
We got to our Kegels. Was the man fine?
He wasn't like ugly, but he had dreads, and he had on like, he seemed like a country kind of southern guy.
Was he amused by her?
I don't know. He was in a, I couldn't like see him. Like I kind of had a good view of her mm-hmm. as the driver because of like the rear view mirror, but I couldn't really see him for real.
So y'all never, she never like got out the car with y'all? Or he never got out the car?
No, he always helped us out of the car, but I couldn't gauge like they seemed to be having a good
like
time.
How fine like they he were was laughing. Though. Was he fine?
He
or was he old? Because I feel like that's why you would not
he
be
wasn't,
able to say.
He wasn't old. He looked like he could have been in his late 30s, maybe.
How old was she?
She looked like she could have been in her 40s.
Yeah, she's
so
old.
He might have been in his 40s, too.
So maybe he was trying to, but she was trying to impress her.
No, but he was really nice. He helped us get out every time. Like, you know, held our hand while we got out the thing. He took all our pictures. He was like, I'm here to take y'all pictures. And
she must have been cutting him off something. Well, something.
I was thinking that too. Like maybe she was splitting. I don't know. I still gave her a tip. You know how I am about tipping. I still sent her $10 on Cash App. We also got lost.
She got y'all lost too?
It wasn't, it's not, it's no service out there. Like,
girl,
you're literally,
me doing Amazon.
You're literally like in the middle of nowhere. So one wrong turn, your GPS
is rerouting
forever. And then you're just driving until you get a signal again. So, but it sounded like it was, it sounds like the GPS she probably usually uses is embedded in the truck. And she's not typically using a phone. I don't know. They gave us an old ass bus.
Yeah. It's just interesting that she had somebody. Yeah. That's somebody that she's.
It was also expensive. It was way more expensive than the one in Charlotte.
How much?
And I'm
was
like,
it?
Atlanta is getting over, bro. $170.
Yeah, it's wild.
We literally paid like a fourth of that in Charlotte. And I'm like, maybe I need to give me a wine tour bus. I'll charge you $100.
Right.
So yeah. That was fun.
That's good. I could use a nice little vacation.
I want to do, is it Traverse City that has all mm-hmm. the wine?
I want to do that too.
Yeah. I also passed a place coming from Grand Rapids.
Mm.
That was wine tasting. Maybe like an hour, hour and a half out.
We need to do that when it's warm, though, if it's in Michigan.
Yeah, I'll have to try to Google it to find it.
Maybe that can be like a spring thing. I really want to do Jamaica next year, too. But it would have to be like the end of the year, like for your birthday.
Maybe.
Is next year going to be you? You got 2 years, so 35?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that could be fun. I think that'll be a great idea.
I don't like doing trips on my birthday.
Well, don't do it on your birthday. Do it. Maybe we can just make it like a fall trip. I want to go somewhere when it get cold here. Damn, Noelle's going to start school next year. Whatever I got to do, I need
thing,
to do it now.
The one thing with traveling in the winter is it could still bite you in the ass coming back because
you could get stuck in a storm.
I done went somewhere and came back and it was terrible here. When I went to Charlotte for All-Star Weekend, me and Jaleesa couldn't even drive back home. We spent
Damn.
The night at my aunt's house because it was a whole blizzard.
Damn.
It was terrible.
That's fucked up.
You come back and you got flip-flops on and you like,
I mean, we live here, though, so it's like I just got to make it home.
Golly.
We've all drove in.
I'm surprised we got home because it was bad.
Sometimes you just
got
to sit and wait it out. You got a stay woke?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Stay woke.
It was 20 minutes. So it's just this video, this lady talking about reparations.
They ain't gonna hurt you long as you stay woke. You know what I'm weirdly craving? That I've never even had before, but I want to try it. What's that shit that Bobcat Bonnie's got? The bar? The
tomato thing? I was thinking about it earlier, so I was thinking it, but you said it.
But I said it. So let's go. I want, what's that thing called? A Bloody Mary.
Ew.
I
want
to try one.
I don't want that.
I do.
History of reparation payments. Oh, I know it's going to be something good in here for African Americans. Let's see. Japanese Americans, $1.6 billion from the USA. Jewish claims of Austria, $25 million to Holocaust survivors from Austria. Indian and Eskimos, 250,000 square miles of land from Canada. Japanese Canadians, $230 million from Canada. Ottawas of Michigan, $32 million and an 1839 treaty from the USA. Chippewas of Wisconsin, $31 million from the USA. Seminoles of Florida, $12.3 million from the USA. Sioux of South Dakota, $105 million from the USA. Clements of Oregon, $81 million from the USA.
From the USA.
Alaskan Natives land settlement, $1 billion plus 44 million acres of land from the USA. German Jewish settlement, 822 million to Holocaust survivors, Germany. I know it's going to be something good here for African Americans. I know it is.
That's it. It's just $0.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. Are we shocked?
No.
They don't respect us.
I think that, I mean, I think that they were technically already here. Like, I can understand Indians, people getting settlements and things like that because, mm-hmm. I mean, literally people came here and ransacked their land, literally stole it.
Yeah.
And do you know, quote unquote, Indigenous People Day, Columbus Day is tomorrow.
Fun fact.
But yeah, I think, and that's a federal holiday. But the fact that it was Columbus Day, like, now they just changed the day.
Because that nigga not the one who fucking
but
found the shit.
The fact that that shit is a federal holiday is crazy. Still, take that one away. The kids still got school.
Yeah.
But still I got to work. But you know what they did? They didn't have school on Friday.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, we didn't not have school because of this day. It was just because of I forgot to charge my watch. But I just thought that was interesting because when you do talk about reparations, you kind of think that no one's ever got any, but people have.
Yeah, just not us.
Just not us.
And they made us come here. That's the real fuck shit. You forced us to come here. And now you act like we chose this life. We did not choose to come here. Niggas were perfectly content. For the most part.
I think it's interesting that there's still a large, not here necessarily, but like in New York, because it seemed like all the podcasts I listen to are New York based. But they, the amount of African people that still moved here after slavery, I think is interesting.
Mm.
Because it was still like, quote unquote, for a better life.
Yeah. After slavery?
Mm-hmm. Like people the that shit just that
people
here.
Felt like were was a better life is just astonishing. Even now, like, the shit that we don't realize is going on in other places, like, we just don't think about day to day. Like, I was watching, and just, like, the practices. Like, I was watching Call the Midwife, and this lady was, I can't remember where she was from, but she... They, what's the shit called? When they, like, basically female circumcision.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's called, but
when they take away, take your.
And they do that at like a
and teen. They sold her, like, shut. and she was pregnant. And they were like, how the fuck did she even get pregnant? And she was married. But, like, in her culture, that was a normal thing that they did. And the midwives were like, basically, she sent her sister off. Like, after it happened, they had to, like, cut her to get, let her have, to for her to give birth. And then she had a younger sister, and the sister ended up getting sent back to have it done to her, too. And she was, like, 10. But the lady had a daughter, and she was like, this is what's best for us. This is what you're supposed to do. And then they ended up saying, like, yeah, she ended up not doing it to her daughter, like, not making her daughter get it done. But.
And I know that you're not numbed or.
No. Y'all are literally just torturing people. I don't understand. And I feel like it's one of those, like, misogynistic things where women are like, oh, well, this is just what our people do, and that's not what you're supposed to do, because you're basically taking away any pleasure. Mm-hmm. Like, it's basically taking away the parts of sex that are pleasure to make it so women, like, are only really having sex to reproduce, like, to please their husband. And that is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But the fact that, like, that's child abuse. Like, that's mutilation.
Yeah.
You would be in jail for doing that shit here. But in other countries, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. This is just what we do. This is best practice. That's not best practice. Mm-hmm. There's no way. Because I don't even think it's doctors performing it. Mm-hmm. And they, like, tie you down.
Ugh. Can we talk about something
else? Girl, that's why I had to stop watching that show. They touch on so much stuff. Like, it's crazy. It's a good show, though. It's good as hell. Where's my topic? Okay. So we gonna talk about this. I'm gonna play a clip. Hold on.
My daughter missed once. Am I the asshole for making my daughter miss once in a lifetime events, homecoming and senior prom, and delete all of her social media as a punishment for bullying?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yesterday, I was informed that my daughter, Sam, was a part of a group of students who bullied another girl to the point that she had to switch schools.
Oh, jeez.
There was a racial aspect to the bullying, which came as a complete shock, since my wife and I truly did our best to raise our three kids to be kind and honest individuals. I don't believe that a grounding and confiscation of electronics is harsh enough for what Sam did. So I told Sam that she won't be allowed to participate in homecoming or attend senior prom. I also told her that she won't be getting a car for her 18th birthday either. Finally, I told her that she'll have to delete all of her social media accounts with either me or her mom watching. She begged me to allow her to go to senior prom because it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and keep just her Instagram account because it has pictures going back to years that weren't saved anywhere else. I told her that she shouldn't have been a racist bully. My parents are temporarily staying with us while their house is undergoing renovations. They agree that what Sam did was completely out of line and must be punished, but they think that making my daughter miss homecoming and senior prom and forcing her to delete her social media is far, far too harsh. Am I the asshole?
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say he's an asshole, but when you think of the time frame of homecoming and prom, October to May, that's a long ass punishment. I do think that I feel like he said, confiscating things is like a too easy of a punishment. Like, I feel like I would have thought of something that she would have had to do literally like every week for the rest of the school year. Whether it was like wake up at 7 a.m. and do Habitat for Humanity, or go to the homeless shelter, go to the Black Baptist church. Like, I feel like she's not really learning a lesson to not be I don't want to say she was racist, but
she
bully.
Was. I mean, they said she was racist.
They
said it was a racial aspect to it.
But I don't know what the race was or what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're white. But I would want to know the details before I decide how racist it was. But I do think that just saying you can't go to something is not, that's not really a punishment either. Like, it doesn't necessarily, like, change her thought process.
It's not a, it's a punishment, but it's not a lesson.
It's a punish, yeah, but it's not a lesson. So I feel like October to May is a long time to just say you can't go to these two things. So you can go to games and you can go to after school activities and school concerts and plays, but you can't go to homecoming and prom. I mean, yeah, that the overall just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So to, are you the asshole for wanting a punishment that sticks? No, but it's to me, it doesn't fit the crime. Like, I feel like you coming up with something, having her write an apology letter, you can't hang out with them friends no more. Every Saturday, you have to do this. Like, you need to get a, you need to get a job. You need to be a part of Black Lives Matter. I mean, assume, I mean, we assuming it was a black person. We don't know that.
It could be anything, but I feel like you need to, it needs to be, like, public. Like, whatever, whatever it is, it needs to be as public as you humiliating this girl and bullying her and harassing her to the point of her having to go to a different school. It needs to meet that same, like, the apology
and
needs to be just as public.
And you can also not allow her to have access to Instagram without fully deleting the Instagram.
That's just the way to not have to take her whole phone. But you can make another
page. You can make it so that she can't, literally does not have the app.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you physically can't get on it.
I don't even know what a... I feel like you would have to, like, get on the damn loudspeaker and announce to the whole school, like...
An assembly.
Yes. Like, I just wanted to apologize.
She don't go to the school no more.
But just, it probably wasn't just her. If you're bullying one person of this certain race...
It definitely should have been. And you, you're her parent.
Yeah.
So you taking some accountability on some things that your child, your kids are going to do shit that you don't know about. But even when Kennedy had did something and I was so super embarrassed, I apologized to her. I'm like, I tried to, you know, still made sure her daughter had, like, a gift basket because she still gave Kennedy a birthday gift. I made Kennedy write a letter. And I still remind her, like, don't be talking about certain stuff with such and such on the phone. Or if you hear me talking about something on the phone, you need to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, I still had to take accountability for my role in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't just all be her at 17. Like, essentially, she's still a high school teenager that, yes, you're saying you teach your child to act and be a certain way, but what actions have you done to show them that this is how you are as a person?
I mean, I feel like even you can be, I feel like you can be a great person. You can have a shitty kid, because I feel like kids can pick up on stuff outside of the home and appear a completely different way at school than they do to you at home. So it could definitely be that, you know, she gets to school and she got a bunch of racist ass friends and, like, her friends are a bunch of bullies. But it just, I feel like if anything, you just weren't paying enough attention to, like, to your kids, to what's going on. But I don't know how much I would, I don't know, because I feel like you can definitely come home and smile in your parents' face and they never know how you actually are acting at school. Like, if teachers aren't noticing, it's gotten to the point where the kid had to change schools. How far has this gone already before anybody ever said anything to you where you couldn't nip it in the bud? Like, it got to the point of the kid already changing schools. I mean, before you even had any knowledge of
it's everybody's fault. It's the teacher's fault, it's the parents' fault, it's the principal's fault. Because you talking about, you found out
the other
after
kids
the fact.
Fault, everybody.
It's not just their one kid. Like, it's a whole collective of responsibility that people need to take accountability for.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure a teacher heard something at least once.
I feel like the punishment, I probably wouldn't, like, not let them go to prom. It would definitely be, like, a consistent homecoming thing.
You ain't got
homecoming,
go
you can't go on. You know, you're not going. I wouldn't make you miss prom, but after prom, bring your ass home. Like, you're not about to... Because, and only because you fucked up this kid's whatever year of school. Because now they don't get to graduate with their friends. They don't get to go to prom with their friends. They don't get to go to homecoming with their friends. Mm-hmm. So... You're not about to have the luxury of doing all these things. So you can do certain things, but it's going to be restricted. And you have to learn this lesson one way or another. So if it comes down to you, yeah, you having to work in a damn soup kitchen every weekend, or you going to be doing some kind of community service, something. Something's got to give. You're going to be working with kids, something.
And what I would like to know what the school did.
Yeah.
The school didn't.
Yeah.
Suspend, or you got to do some kind of...
They didn't even say that anything happened. Like, they just said... they didn't say that anything even happened, like, within the school. They're just saying, like, the kid changed schools. Mm-hmm. Like, had to change schools because of all the bullying. But that's crazy that it got to that point where the kid had to change schools before the parents knew what was going on. Like, before y'all ever knew that anything was happening that this kid would have had to change schools for, you should have known before then. Somebody should have been letting these parents know. Mm-hmm. Your kid is out of line. So unless the kid was just kind of quiet about it, like, oh, and then it got to, how did it get that bad that you had to change schools? Because it couldn't have just been because of
right.
my one
child.
And that
child. Means they couldn't have been too quiet.
No.
If they got their parents to change their school.
That it couldn't have just been one kid. Do you know how fast I would be at a motherfucking school? You messing with my baby? I'm right at the principal's door. Because what the fuck is going on? I'm talking to everybody now. Now I have to talk to all of y'all. And the kids. And the parents. We need a meeting with everybody here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so they left the school and then what?
Girl, I saw this thing the other day. I wonder if I sent it to you. I feel like these schools really... This is kind of a different subject, but the mom, it was a TikTok. So this lady, let me see if I can find it because I don't want to have to tell her story. But it was like a story of the school not doing their due diligence when it comes to like reporting bullying.
I believe it.
And when an incident happened with the kid, they blamed a little girl for something that wasn't her fault, like a reaction that she had to something that somebody was doing to her. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't them. I gotta find this. But yeah, I can't say that it's an appropriate, like, punishment. But
even when I don't even remember exactly what happened with the teacher didn't know that the class had a class group chat, and I had to shut that shit down.
Yeah.
And I mean, I emailed the teacher and I told her about it, and it was kind of just like, thank you for letting me know. But they was definitely like talking about one of the boys in the class in the group chat about him being weird. And then his sister was going in on every...
Me.
The sister was going in on everybody, and then she kept texting Kennedy phone, and I had to put her in her place, fifth grader. But all of y'all are wrong. Why are y'all don't even need this group
chat. Put the motherfucking phones down, because y'all are some kids, and that's the moment. Give me the phone.
And that's what it be. Give me the phone. Put the phone
down. Noelle, if you got a phone, it's not going to be able to do shit but play games. You can play games and call me and your grandma. Because what?
Phone shit is burnt. I be yelling about that.
You
put
don't
the
need to
phone
be,
away.
You don't need to talk to your friends all day, every day at that age.
No.
To me. I don't feel like y'all got that much to talk about. Because now if y'all got that much to talk about, y'all talking
they
about
literally
bullshit.
Be,
shit y'all don't need to be talking
be
about.
They be playing the game. They literally be playing Roblox and Minecraft. And they're literally, like, building shit. And they're, like, playing games with each other, but on the phone while they doing it.
I mean, they do a lot of shit that we do.
I can't say no. Yeah, because I'm, like, even around her age, like, I was on the phone with my friends on the computer. Like, it's literally the same thing. It's not the same thing because they're doing it on the phone. Mm-hmm. But we would be on the house phone playing games on a computer.
Or we would be in front of each other.
Yeah.
Like, we would be outside. But that's the thing. Like, don't sit around talking. It just needs to be, you need to be doing something constructive. An idle mind is the devil's playground. You don't need to be sitting around just with idle time talking shit about people, especially as a kid. Like, you need to be thinking about ideas. Come up with a business plan. Y'all got other shit y'all could be talking about.
They do that, too. They quote-unquote bracelet business.
Yeah, and I can get behind that. Go for it. This is the story I was talking about.
An incredible story about a mother who was called up to her daughter's school because her daughter punched a kid in the face, and this mother's response to the situation was just perfection. So I wanted to tell you this story, but before I do, I would like you guys to meet my dog.
No, oh, girl.
Eli.
Nobody gives a fuck about your dog.
Okay, Eli's knocked the fuck out. You don't want to talk to y'all. This mom is an ER nurse, right? And apparently her daughter's school had been trying to contact her on her cell phone for like 45 minutes and couldn't get a hold of her. Well, she's not allowed to have her phone on her at work. So they contact hospital reception. Hospital reception pages her up to the front so she can take the call. She gets on the phone. The principal's like, we need you to get down to the school right now. There's been an incident. And she's like, okay, well, is my daughter hurt? Like, can it wait until the end of my shift? And they're like, no, this is serious. You need to come right now. She rushes down to her daughter's school. She's ushered into the principal's office and she's met by the principal, a female counselor, a male teacher, her daughter is there, a male student who she hit, and that boy's mother and father. The principal makes a passive-aggressive comment about her showing up late. Like, oh, wow, so good of you to join us. We've only been sitting here for 45 minutes. And she's like, yeah, sorry about that. I was busy putting 40 stitches into a 7-year-old's face because his mother beat him with a metal ladle, and then I had to deal with the police afterwards, so... You know, I'm here now. What's going on? Principal's like, well, apparently this boy was snapping your daughter's bra and your daughter punched him in the face twice. This kid's nose is bloody. His face is red. He is messed up. She's like looking around the room and realizing that everyone in the room sees her daughter's behavior as the problem and not the boy's behavior. And she's like, so have you called me up here so that I can press charges for sexual, you know, against this boy, because it sounds like that's what needs to happen here. Boy's mom just starts crying her eyes out. The dad looks angry and embarrassed, and the principal's like, well, like, let's not get hasty here. And she's like, no, I don't want to hear from you anymore. And she looks to her daughter and is like, what happened? Her daughter goes, this boy kept snapping my bra and I kept asking him to stop and he wouldn't stop. So I went to my teacher, the male teacher who was there, and asked him if he could make him stop. And the male teacher told her to just ignore it. Of course, this boy snaps her bra again, this time so hard that it unhooked. And so at that point, she was done. She just walloped this kid. The mom is, of course, pissed. So she looks to the male teacher and she goes, so let me get this straight. My daughter went to you for help and protection, and you did nothing. And now we're in this office because my daughter stood up for herself when no one else would. The male teacher predictably responds with, well, she didn't need to hit him. And she says, then what would you have her do? What was she supposed to do in this situation? I mean, essentially,
he's hitting her.
Because it sounds like you're suggesting that she was to allow this kid to continue to assault her.
That's sexual assault. And y'all are some kids. What the fuck are you doing? And why? How is everybody in this room on the same page that my kid is wrong for knocking this nigga the fuck out? What is an appropriate response?
And now my daughter can't be in your class no more because you don't have her safety.
And she went on to say, like, oh, okay, come here. Let me pull on your pants real quick. Like, let me to all the males. Like, come here. Let me tug on your pants.
Your underwear.
Yeah, let me pull on your pants and see how that feels for you. And everybody was like, no. Oh, come here. Let me do this to you. Like, oh, come. You come. Are you comfortable enough to come in and pop my bra strap? Like, we're grown-ass people. Why are you letting... That's not a kids will be kids thing. No, you're teaching this little boy predatory behavior, and that is perfectly fine for him to be a creep. No, correct him. Because now the teacher's like, oh, it's fine. Just let him do it.
Stupid.
Are you crazy? Because I would have pressed charges. Cry, lady. Now you want to cry? Now you're sad? What are you crying for? Because your son did something wrong and y'all all wanted to look at my child like she did something? She did do something. She reacted.
My thing is, if I can't come up here, I can't come up here. I hate when the school called like, oh, Kennedy got sick. She's in the office. And school is about to be over an hour. Okay, see y'all niggas at 4.
Yeah, she gonna have to sit in the office.
Sorry. Put like, a mask on her. About to stop what the fuck they doing for a fake, half fake sick kid.
No, just let her go lay down somewhere.
Yeah.
She's fine.
It's your problem till 4:04.
Yeah. They expect you to be sitting in the parking lot.
Like, bro. My thing is, some kids even go to aftercare. Like,
yeah.
They need to
have a space. Go lay down. Go lay down and be away from everybody else and then sanitize.
They do, but they be wanting you to pick them up. And I'm just like, if it's before 2 p.m., all right.
Yeah.
But 2 p.m. and after?
The day is over.
You have to wait that out. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I don't got nothing for you.
Nothing.
But yeah, I feel like honestly, that girl, the girl in the first story could have probably pressed charges for whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. That's harassment.
Yeah.
If you bullied me to the point that I had to change schools, you were harassing me for however long. Like, but saying she can't go to homecoming is also, I want to know how long this was going on. Because saying you can't go to homecoming means that we're getting into a new year. Mm-hmm. So did this just happen the year before?
Maybe the girl didn't return to the new school year.
Maybe. But then how did the parents find out? Like, how did all of this go down? Or
it
maybe like
started with just one parent finding out something. Because it said it was a group of kids. So, or the parents could have been like, oh, our kid not coming back to the school.
Because
this
is
why.
Mm-hmm. The way I would be, you want to be a bully? Okay. I'm going to show you a bully.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I could come up with a way better punishment than you not going to
homecoming. I'm going to torture you.
I could think of way worse ways.
Not going to homecoming would be a cakewalk. Yes. I'm going to be a bully every week. Now, I got to torture both of us.
She would be a chaperone at homecoming. I'd make her serve the punch.
Yes.
And hand out the pretzels in a cup.
Yes. And sweatpants.
Her ass would be the safety. She'd be walking. Bro, I think of so much stuff for her to do every weekend. I'm going to
wake your ass up at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. Come on. We're going to clean. We're going to volunteer. We're going to do XYZ. We're working in the soup kitchen.
She'd be so embarrassed she wouldn't want to go to homecoming and prom.
Yeah. That's just disgusting.
But, yeah, I wish we definitely had some more
context to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up the story and see if I can find something else. But, I don't know. I'm not cut for no shit like that. Because, you see, I'm not wrapped too tight when it comes to the kids. I can't imagine it being my kid who's the damn bully. I really can't. Because as soon as somebody said the wrong thing.
The shit was.
As soon as somebody say the wrong fucking thing to my kid, I don't got no damn sense. Somebody say the wrong thing to your fucking kid, I don't got no sense. I don't have no good sense when it comes to these kids. But I can't imagine. And she not being like a, it's a gateway. Like knocking that out of her head immediately when she first started doing bullshit is where people need to stop acting like things are harmless. Like, if you would have been like, oh, she told her business and, oh, she didn't mean it, she didn't know. No, because you're going to know better. Because that turns into worse shit.
I also find it hard to believe that you turned into a bully in high school. Like,
yes.
Your kid been burnt.
Yes.
Whether you decided to acknowledge it or not.
Yes.
Like, this not the first thing that's ever come about.
Mm-hmm.
You're just now embarrassed. That's what it come down to, because it's other parents and other people involved. And now you feel like, oh, I need to do something about it.
That shit you have to knock into your kid.
Shows you who they are young.
Early.
Young. Very young. Not in high school. You should. It's not too much. I say this all the time. It's not too much Kennedy can do that can surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
I can be mad. I can be pissed. I can be upset. But I'm not surprised that you did something.
Yeah. Like, it's within your character to. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just as. Even like the stuff that happened with. When y'all were. You and. What's his face? Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that was the last time you were kind of like, I just don't know. But that's one of them things where it's like, it's not necessarily that something is wrong with your kid or what they're doing. It's that something is, it's something else. Like, you can always see that it's something deep-rooted, even if it's like, oh, like, I'm jealous of the situation, or I don't know. Like, sometimes you really got to dig into your kid's thoughts
mm-hmm.
on why they would be doing something, because most of the time, Noelle do burnt shit all the time, and I don't think it's because she's a fucked up kid,
mm-hmm.
but I know how she thinks. Like, I know exactly why you would think that it's okay to do the thing that you're doing, but that's just part of knowing your kid. But your kid being a bully, you been knew your kid was a bully, and mm-hmm. honestly, if your kid continues to be a bully, bitch, that means you're a bully too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you thought the shit was okay, and you just kept being passive about it. And you cannot be passive with kids. I mean,
even the type of punishment shows that their thought process on it isn't resolution-based.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell that they think it's fucked up, but you also can tell it's embarrassment. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I need to do this big thing. It does need to be a big thing, but you really need to teach the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson.
And so much can change between the beginning of a school year and prime. They probably will change their mind, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest. Especially if you see improvement over the course of the next 9 months.
I mean, that's also punishment for you. Nobody want to not let their kid go to prom.
I still remember the year my parents ain't let me go to homecoming.
We was just talking about that.
Literally, like, I remember. And I remember being like, damn, that's fucked up that y'all didn't let me do that because of this thing. Granted, it wasn't nothing behavior based, mm-hmm. but I still remember.
Yep, same shit. I gave out invitations to a birthday party, and my parents canceled that shit. Okay, you're not doing this. And I was like new to the school, so it was really fucked up. But I don't know. I definitely agree that the punishment needs to be solution based, but it needs to fit the crime. So I understand where they're coming from, because it's a big punishment. What could be worse for a teenager than missing a senior in high school, missing all your big events?
If you know they want to go, because some kids don't care.
Yeah. It's a lot of punishments that my parents did that I feel like I was very passive about. But I can't even imagine. But I feel like prom is definitely one of them things where they, it's one of those things that your parents look forward to, too.
Yeah. I wish I could see these people. I want to know what they look like.
I want to know what the kid who got bullied look like.
I want to know what the kid look like. I want to know what school it is.
Yep. What state are y'all in?
Yep.
Is this a red state? What's going mm-hmm. on?
What's the population like? I got a lot of questions.
I have questions. You got a jam of the week?
Make me sweat.
What song
make
is that?
Make me water. Make me lose my.
Are those the words?
Make me wonder.
Are you sure those are the words?
Yeah.
Whitney Bobby? You sure?
Yep, I'm very sure.
Okay. Who's that song by?
Tyla.
Who's Tyla?
I don't know. You asked me who was it by, and I told you.
What's
who
the song
was
called?
By. Water.
I'm going to need you to start looking at the lyrics, too. We're going to do a rundown of all the lyrics of the new songs.
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen people doing the dance to this?
Mm-hmm. I just never knew what the song was or who it was by. Okay. Oh, God. Gonna break them shoulders. Lord have mercy.
Make me sweat. Make me water. Make me lose my mind. Make me pop, pop, pop.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. You're gonna break your back.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I see. Very refreshing for you. Mine is Yeah Yeah by Lady London and Dreezy.
How did that go?
I'll play the beginning. I love Lady London.
Did we say if Lola Brooke and Bryson, I can't remember when that song came out to say if that was a jam of the week.
I don't think it ever was.
Look, maybe next week I'll make
What you want from me, to lie to you? Talk to you like I desire you? Want me off a title that is inviolable? Or hear me talk like an Aries and show you fire?
See if my main nigga tweak my little yeah, yeah, gon' pick me up. Now he like getting FaceTimes from Pizza Hut. If you don't know your worth, these niggas try to lowball. So if that car declines, I'ma do the same to your phone calls.
I forgot about Dreezy.
That's a good ass song. She I'm like, damn, that's a great song.
I feel like I ain't heard nothing from her since then.
Mm-mm. She kind of disappeared.
Yeah, she definitely, definitely but this disappeared.
It's a good song. I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. But anything she do, I'm with it. I'm with the shits. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the What Up Dope podcast. Oh, woo! Make sure you like, rate, review, and subscribe.
Right. Review, subscribe.
Dang, we should have cut this in half. Damn it.
Too late now.
Okay, bye. What up, though?
What up, though?